BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Israeli military says it killed one of the founders of Hamas, Hakam Mohammed Issa al-Issa, in Gaza City. Meanwhile, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says at least 81 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes over the last 24 hours. Dan Johnson reports from Jerusalem.
Staff from the Al-Shifa hospital said at least 11 people, including children, were killed near a stadium sheltering displaced refugees in Gaza City. 14 more were reported killed in strikes on an apartment block and tent in the Al-Mawasi area. The Israel Defense Forces released a statement saying it had killed a senior figure in the Hamas military wing, but it's not clear if this incident is linked. More than 56,000 Palestinians have been killed since Israel's army launched strikes 21 months ago in response to the October 7th Hamas attacks.
The chief of the UN's nuclear watchdog, Rafael Grossi, says Iran has the capacity to start enriching uranium again in a matter of months. Speaking with CBS News, he says there's damage to Iran's nuclear sites after last weekend's strikes by American stealth bombers, but not total damage. His statement contradicts White House assertions that Iran's nuclear program has been set back years. India has angrily rejected a Pakistani army statement that a suicide attack, which killed at least 13 Pakistani soldiers on Saturday, was carried out by militants backed by Delhi. Ian McWilliam reports.
Pakistani military officials said a suicide bomber drove a car packed with explosives into a military convoy in the western tribal region of North Waziristan near the Afghan border. Local civilians were also injured, and the army says it killed 14 militants after the attack. The incident is one of the deadliest in recent months. While Islamabad often blames India for fomenting such attacks, militants have long been active in the unstable border region and in neighbouring Afghanistan. Attacks have surged this year, with security experts saying that Islamist groups are regaining strength under the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in the Serbian capital Belgrade on Saturday, demanding early elections and an end to the rule of President Aleksandar Vučić. Huge crowds packed a central square and nearby streets. Some clashed with riot police. Guy Delaunay is in Belgrade.
We can date it back to November the 1st of last year. That's the date that a concrete canopy, collapsed at the railway station in Serbia's second city, Novi Sad, and 16 people who were standing underneath it died. And we've had really what I think you could most accurately call an anti-corruption protest movement ever since. The students have emerged as the leaders of this movement. They've been trying all the way along to keep party politics out of it, and that's gone right the way up to this evening. But they are now calling for fresh elections.
World News from the BBC. Elon Musk has again criticised President Trump's tax and spending bill, saying that it's utterly insane and destructive. On X, he wrote that the bill gave handouts to industries of the past while damaging those of the future. The bill is now before the Senate. The Democratic minority leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans won't tell America what's in the legislation, so he'll force them to read out loud the full 940 pages of the bill. He also had this warning.
If Republicans proceed and follow Donald Trump over the cliff with this bill tied to their ankles like an anvil, they will not only doom their own communities, they will doom their political fortunes, their own political fortunes, and have no one to blame but themselves.
British police are assessing videos of comments made on stage at the Glastonbury Music Festival to decide whether any offences may have been committed. It's believed officers are focusing on remarks by the rap group Kneecap, as well as separate comments by the punk duo Bob Villain, who led the crowd in a chant of death to the Israel Defence Forces. Protesters have marched through Venice to complain about the impact of the 3 days of festivities accompanying the wedding of the billionaire Jeff Bezos. The demonstrators say the founder of Amazon has turned the Italian city into a theme park. They're also worried about the impact his companies are having on climate change. The final event has been moved to the outskirts of Venice, with around 200 A-list stars in attendance. The former Manchester United and Juventus midfielder Paul Pogba is to return to competitive football following a doping suspension. He's joined the Ligue 1 side AS Monaco on a 2-year contract. Pogba had failed a random drugs test after a match for Juventus and received a 4-year ban, which was later cut to 18 months. And that's the latest BBC World News.